Just a few blocks from the intersection of Napoleon and Magazine Streets is an unassuming yellow shotgun house. From the street, there's no way to know this is a school. Inside and down the hall is the elementary school of the Chartwell Center, a nonprofit dedicated to serving children with autism spectrum disorders. Inside one of the two classrooms, Hayden and Matt, ages 8 and 9, go over a recipe for a drink called Sunset Juice with their two teachers.
The ingredients are 1 can of frozen orange juice, 2 cups of milk.
Because of the Chartwell Center's low student-to-teacher ratio, classwork is geared pretty much exactly to each child's capabilities. Hayden, who can't read yet, points. Meanwhile, Matt gets help reading.
Matt, you want to take turns reading the steps? Here, read the first one for us.
Put it on his tooth.
That's right. Put frozen orange juice into the blender. That's step number 1. Hayden, can you point to step number 2? Point.
The goal is to help each child learn how to communicate.
I'm reading number 6. It's really easy.
Talk.
Drink. That's right. Number 6, drink.
Autism is a neurological impairment. An executive director of the Chartwell School, Priscilla Bourgeois, says autism can manifest itself in a bunch of different ways.
It can affect your social interaction, your communication, your language ability. It can affect your cognition. It just really can run the gamut of impairments. And so because they're on a spectrum, the impairments can range from mild to severe.
By the way, the sounds you hear in the background are not of a child in distress. This is what a classroom of autistic children sounds like sometimes, even when the class only has a few students.
Everyone is totally unique. So you really have to work with them with where they are and get them to a level where they can function in a group, in a social setting, in an academic setting. The main goal is for everyone to return to their regular classroom. Some get there sooner than others. There's no certain timetable, but you just take it one day at a time and move forward.
A few blocks from the elementary school, in another shotgun house, is Chartwell's high school. Here, it's easy to see how far forward Chartwell students can come. With a little prompting from his teacher, I meet an 18-year-old with autism.
Hey, Sammy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Sammy.
Sammy's teacher, Carrie Casimir, has worked with Sammy for 10 years.
When Sammy started, he wasn't really talking. And now he can, you know, he can do a full sentence if we really prompt him. He uses a couple of words usually, but he can get his point across.
When Sammy finishes his work capitalizing proper nouns, he earns a reward, 5 minutes listening to an iPod. With his headphones on, Sammy dances around the room with a huge smile on his face. He is completely absorbed and unselfconscious and clearly loving the music. Priscilla Bourgeois.
Here at Chartwell, we employ many varieties of techniques to get them from one point to the other. And then we also include the use of music and art therapy, applied behavior analysis. We use everything as our tool chest that we can.
The school's tool chest is about to get even bigger. In a few months, Chartwell will move to a new space on Magazine Street, where the elementary and high schools will be together under one roof. There, the Chartwell Center will be able to serve even more students and will continue its role as a community resource, educating others on best practices for helping people with autism. Learn more at thechartwellcenter.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.